Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 418 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 78 immediately beneath the surface and a great deal of hemorrhage in the surrounding tissues. The dilation of the blood vessels indicated to me that the injury had been made in the vagina some little time before death, perhaps 10 to 15 minutes. It had occurred before death by reason of the fact that these blood vessels were dilated. Inflammation had set in, and it takes an appreciable length of time for the process of inflammatory change to begin. There was evidence of violence in the neighborhood of the hymen. Rigor mortis varies so much that it is not accurate to state how long after death it sets in. It may begin in a few minutes and may be delayed for hours. I could not state from the examination how long Mary Fagan was dying. It is my opinion that she lived from a half to three quarters of an hour after she ate her meal. The evidence of violence in the vagina evidently been done just before death. The fact that the child was strangled to death was indicated by the lividity, the blueness of the parts, the congestion of the tongue and mouth, and the blueness of the hands and fingernails. The lungs had the peculiar appearance which is always produced after embalming when formaldehyde is used. I am of the opinion that the wound on the back of the head could not have been produced by this stick, Exhibit 48 of defendant. I made a microscopic examination of the vagina and uterus. Natural menses would cause an enlargement of the uterus, but not of the vagina. In my opinion, the menses could not have caused any dilation of the blood vessels and discoloration of the walls. From my own experiments, I find that the behavior of the stomach after taking a small meal of cabbage and bread is practically the same as taking some biscuit and water alone. I examined Mary Fagan's stomach. It was normal in size, normal in position, and normal in every particular. I made a microscopic examination of the